Remember this moment from the debate last night?
Under the current mayor, crime has continued to drop, including murders. So there
You're wrong.
No, I'm
murders
not.
Murders are up. Yeah. All right, you check.
New York has done an excellent job.
That's Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump arguing about murder and violent crime. Are rates up or down? Well, that depends. New numbers out this week from the FBI show that the murder rate in the U.S. rose nearly 11% in 2015, the biggest single-year jump in nearly 50 years, something sure to be seized on by Trump, who calls himself the law and order candidate. But those numbers are being driven by a big spike in just a handful of U.S. cities, and New York isn't one of them. Let's take a look with Inimai Chettiar, director of the Justice Program at the Brennan Center for Justice. She joins us from New York. Inimai, which cities did have the highest spikes?
Yes, that's right. So what the FBI data found is that crime overall in the U.S. is down. However, murder is up slightly, and that is driven by a handful of cities. So, for example, Baltimore, Chicago, Milwaukee, and Washington, D.C. accounted for a full 20% of the increase in murders.
Now, St. Louis is right behind them. What's behind the increase, though? What are criminologists like yourself seeing?
So I think there are a couple of thoughts behind this. First, so crime has a lot of short-term fluctuation, so it can go up and down year to year. So it's still unclear whether this is an actual increase or whether this is just a variation, and we'll need to see what happens in future years to determine that. In terms of the increase, one thing that we found is that these cities, one thing they have in common is long-term socioeconomic poor conditions. So higher poverty, higher segregation, higher unemployment. And so one of the theories is that these cities that have been deteriorating for long periods of time are actually more susceptible to short-term shocks that can increase crime.
Including things like the highly profitable heroin trade. We understand that's part of this increase in gun-related murders. But put this in context, because we're reading that the murder rate last year, while a spike, was below the levels of 30 to 40 years ago when there was the crack cocaine epidemic.
Yes, absolutely. So crime and murder and violence are still at about half the levels that they were in the 1990s. And so crime overall is still at all-time lows. And one of the theories that criminologists have is now that crime is so low that it's very normal to see these types of short-term fluctuations.
Well, the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, also says that 2015 was still the third lowest year for violent crime in the last 20 years. So there's this spike. But how do you think this is going to play out politically?
Yeah, so I think it's important when people are talking about the data to put it in full context. I think it's easy to take numbers and twist them to potentially start talking about crime rising. And you've seen Donald Trump do that, for example, and talk about how crime is out of control and you can get shot walking down the street. And that's just simply not true.
Well, as these statistics show, you have a better chance of being shot in these cities. But it looks as if the solution is to do something about the heroin traffic and about the proliferation of guns, because violent acts are ending in murder when guns are involved.
Yeah, so one of the things that the FBI data showed is that firearms drove the murder increase and that non-firearm murders fell. So clearly there is a problem with gun violence, and that's one of the issues that needs to be addressed, particularly in these cities.
Well, and you were talking about looking at the long range graph of this, how it plays out. We're reading that crime actually did start falling in Baltimore, Milwaukee, St. Louis, Washington in 2016, according to police data from those cities.
Yes. And so we actually just put out a report last week showing what's happened in 2016. So the FBI data tells us what happened in 2015. And what we are projecting for 2016 is that some of the cities where there were increases in 2015, like Baltimore and Washington, will actually have decreases in murder and crime this year. So I think that also shows that this increase could potentially be short-term fluctuations and not a significant trend.
Except in Chicago, where, as we know, as of late September, more than 500 people killed in Chicago just this year. That passes the city's complete 2015 total, and more than 3,000 shot, although we're talking about murder statistics. I mean, when you get a city like Chicago, as it's horrendous for the people in that city, it also skews the national data.
Yeah, one of the startling things we found in 2016 is that the murder rate was projected to rise by 13%, and half of those murders occurred in Chicago. And that's a really startling statistic. So, yeah, absolutely, the issues with murder and violence need to be very closely examined and resolved in Chicago. But it is one city that is throwing off the national average.
Yeah. And again, that's not the most important fact about what's happening in Chicago. It's those horrendous deaths, but that is a consequence. Inimai Chettiar, Director of the Justice Program at the Brennan Center for Justice, thank you.
Thank you.